glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. So our God is a good God. Tell your neighbor, my God is a good God. He's a God of miracles. Say, my God is a God of miracles. I'm getting one right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Declare what? Sanctify your atmosphere around you. And God's divine energy is here always to help you, bless you, to help your family. And we are here. I really feel the last sense, this last week and a half. I gave that message last weekend that he is, this is after I came from Ashland, our meetings there. Some of you know about our Ashland camp meeting. How many of you know we do the Ashland? I've been doing it. I mean, time really passes when you're having a great time, I guess. But some of you know, one of our greatest friends, an apostolic, dynamic woman, was Sister Ruth Heflin, who just an apostolic voice of worship and praise and glory. And she just was taken home to heaven. In her early 60s, I mean, I said, Lord, we have barely had a chance to enjoy that awesome servant of God. But anyway, we have had a connection, divine connection in many important ways, an alliance in the glory with Ashland Revival, what it represents, what the history of Azusa Revival, the history of our ministry, the history of our background with Derek Prince and our love for Israel. And there are interconnections here that the Lord is weaving. But one of the things that I really felt was that this was like a whole group of angels, fresh angels, that are being added onto the battlefield. That God has a countless number of angels, and that sometimes we'll talk about these things. I believe there are going, some of you are going to be having some experiences, wonderful experiences with angelic activity, and they will come. Sometimes angels will bring supply from heaven, a particular breakthrough or a miracle for a child, different breakthroughs that are at hand. Sometimes someone, your loved one, will need a new kidney. And it's like they come with supernatural miracles and healings. And I really felt that this was a period of where we were going to be transitioning into a new era of breakthrough, of miracles, of signs, wonders, and not just for you, I mean for us, but for our children. And that a lot of this praise and worship, and it's accumulating, it has a cumulative effect, so it's building up, and just some certain things happen and you don't know. Some of you will have little things that I notice. Like, suddenly there was a wave of kind of glory while we were this weekend. And one of our good friends, I can say, I guess, right now, but our friend Chad and Wendy, they were here on the weekend, and the glory came in that side of where they were sitting. The gold just covered. And as they showed it to me, I mean, just wonderful presence of God. But I want to thank, by the way, just give a big applause to the worship team, will you? And we are doing this worship and praise. It's like we have a cast of thousands. And especially with angelic activity that I'm noticing. Just a slight change of the dial and you will know. In a good way, we're going to the next level. So, and I've been, this week has been a great week of ruminating and meditating on the things of the Lord that we experienced. It was wonderful to have hundreds and hundreds of people here this last weekend. It was great to have the team here. So many served the Lord's cause and served the people who had come from all over to come together. This is like one of the keynote gatherings for us each year. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for Bill and Benny Johnson. Grateful for our worship team. We're grateful for our ushering team. Grateful for the all the number different people who poured themselves in. And I just want you to know, God will not let you come behind in anything. As He is blessing us, as you pour into it, so many just volunteer freely, that God will never let you come behind. That He is a rewarder. Say He is a rewarder. So He will reward you and bless you. Like nobody else. He never forgets. And He will say, hey, do you remember your grandfather and your father blessed my kingdom, blessed my people, Israel. They did this and they did that. And God will not come behind in let you or your children come behind. But we have to keep certain priorities up front. So there are certain things the Lord, there, by the way, the other thing that I feel like a lot of you are going to get prophetic words, and don't forget, write some of those things down that the Lord quickens to you, because they are like living treatises. That you can write it down. The blessing of God is over you. Or as you pray, certain things are happening. Anyway, one of the major things that tonight's, really I got it supernaturally, and then some incidents started happening. But the Lord had given tonight's watch focus a little bit ahead, and it was in a prophetic way. The Lord said, I'm going to cover certain people and give them a lot of great, great grace, and certain groups of people. So what I want to underline is that this week we want to really focus across the land for us to especially lift up our law enforcement and police forces in this region, well, all across the land. But I think Bonnie explained to you on Saturday morning, I believe, the session, how we are very much involved working very closely with God is giving Christians a lot of favor to work with the Charlotte, Mecklenburg, and Fort Mill, this area, but Charlotte area where the police force is concerned. The head, the chief of police, is working hand in hand actively to cover this city across all across, I mean, the whole region, but the Lord has quickened to us, again, prophetically, make sure, don't take for granted that you will have peace over your city. Don't take it for granted. Pray for every neighborhood in your city, and that it behooves us to have good order. And where there is, it says in Romans 13, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. And so I just want to briefly focus at some of these and realize how important it is that, for example, that part of the principle of the gospel can be spread is, it says, let there be good order. Let all authorities be honored and respected so you can live in peace, and that your children can grow up in peace. That where there is disorder and chaos, people cannot live peaceably, and then there is chaos. And that's chaos, that's satanic. So the instruction part of it, the apostle says, it's a significant portion of this apostolic letter. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Pretty sounds like, kind of, wow, that's pretty strict. But it says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. So basically, have respect for the law, and have respect for police and law enforcement, and so that we can live peaceable lives and be able to spread the gospel. So it's like we can get so spiritual that we may forget some of these important, and we take for granted how that it is just a few steps we are away from chaos. There is lawlessness in the land, then we will have lack of order, and the society will begin to start getting chaotic, and then there'll be breakdown of order. And so all of that, just I'm going too long to really say that God orders, God expects us to honor authority, to honor and police force, to honor fire people who work at the fire brigade, honor the EMT people who are working so that our society can function. And so just a few days ago, therefore, just 4 or 5 days ago, that started, I believe, in Brooklyn or somewhere in New York, but suddenly this lack of respect for police and throwing water on them and even directly, I mean, possibly attacking. And yet the politicians in some of these cities are encouraging chaos and disorder. And as we see, the next year and a half are going to be critical, that we have to, in a sense, ruminating over the subject that over the next year and a half or so, until the elections, the national elections come, there will be a lot of people who are not from the good side, but just say that they want to create chaos in a lot of the key cities. Charlotte is one of them. So therefore, I just want to say that part of our job to be in intercession, to cover this area, it says it's going to be one of the most, perhaps, a city that people are going to focus more than any other city next year in the United States. That some of the people that we have been meeting, some of the authorities, we are involved in seeing that we are going to actively be in intercession for our city, that there will not be chaos, that there will be agents that will be promoting riot and violence, things like that. And when that happens, it is a demonic power that we, Ephesians, the apostolic letter, in the book of Ephesians, says, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. So demonic forces that love chaos. And it is civilization can be experienced when there is order and honor and respect for law and order. It used to be a different, the language, I'm not comfortable with some of the language, but anyway, we'll develop it as we go. I'm feeling something, so I'm talking about how this coming year and a half, let us be aware, be watchmen on the walls. Cry unto the Lord. Do not give the Lord any peace until he makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for peace in Charlotte and then other, of course, other key cities. But Charlotte is North Carolina. This area is going to be where the Republican National Convention is going to be here. The figure that draws the largest number of attention is Donald Trump. So all of this is going to be floating around here. I'm just getting us in preparation. That let us, certain important things, like pray for the police and law enforcement, and those that are in those kind of categories, the firemen, all of that. And when I really was convicted when I saw some of the news where there were people that were really disrespecting the police forces, and it has started now, as of yesterday, day before, that there are violent forces now trying to do their things, beginning to, in Atlanta and some other big cities. So I took a long time to kind of feel my way into it. Number one, an increase of angelic activity. Number two, commitment to stand on the ramparts and blow the shofar and call down holy angels of God to defend our neighborhoods, defend our city. And so I wanted to declare that, and it's important that we already learn. We are experienced watchmen here. Let me read to you a scripture that I felt was important. And then the Lord said in Job chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who reverently fears God and abstains from and shuns evil because it is wrong. Verse 9, then Satan answered the Lord, does Job reverently fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have conferred prosperity and happiness upon him in the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. Have you not put a hedge about him? Say a hedge about me. So what it means is, and then, like, for example, you send your child off to school. And I remember the time where I had to release four children that once they graduated from high school, then we had to worry about, in a sense, though not worry too much, but there they were, about a couple of hours from home, but we had sent our children now to university. And each time you kind of have to be in faith, and there is a little bit of fear that kind of strikes you when you send your children away from home first time. Later they graduate, later they go move, and you still have to hedge them. So we need to learn, for example, I wanted to mention this because we need to specifically in these coming months really hedge our nations and our cities and our region's police forces. That it's going to be important. They might pray that every person in uniform, of course, we also pray from certain times, we pray for our armed forces. Right now, some of them, armed forces are in the Middle East. Some, they won't tell you all the things that are happening, but it's possible there'll be violent activity between Iran and some of the Middle Eastern countries, and we're involved. So we want to put a hedge around our armed forces. In the same manner, we ought to put a hedge of protection so that no weapon formed against our police forces can prosper. Lord, those men and women who are keeping the peace in our cities, they put their lives at risk every time they go out. We hedge them with our prayers. Lord, protect these different categories. And we don't want to take it for granted. That's why part of the activity, we want to specifically, when you remember, when you see a police woman or man out there in uniform serving us, if you see them, just put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, we pray as watchmen that there will, these men and women who are defending our cities, give them grace and favor. Lord, supernatural protection. I ask angels to protect them day and night. So those are certain things that we need to remember and then rehearse. Realize that there are supernatural forces. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, all of those things. So tonight, as I want us to worship a little more, I felt an extra energy coming this week, and it'll be in the coming months, to give you more oomph. Not that we haven't had some, but I mean, it'll go from glory to glory, that Let our worship and our praise go higher and higher than it has ever been before. So these are some of the things that I felt like the Lord was telling us that are going to be happening. And take note of it, that the Lord is calling us to intercession. Some of, by the way, one of the fresh waves that I'm getting is reading out scriptures out loud and making decrees and speaking forth the word of God so that you sanctify the atmosphere around you, sanctify the whole set of praise and worship that we do daily, that you the word that you need to speak, and inject the atmosphere daily for the coming, in the coming months. You're going to see the activity really increase in intensity. And let us cover each other more aggressively for the next year and a half. I feel like we need to be very much on our toes. Not that we are not in crisis, but we don't want to take for granted, well, someone else would do it. No, we are going to be where God has called us to be watchmen on the walls, to intercede for our nation, praying for the peace of Jerusalem also, and covering Israel as in a more committed manner than ever. By the way, it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to, I think we are going to be flying on September the 10th. Some of us who are on the list to go to Israel, I pray if you can't come this time, may you be able to come next time we go. But it's such a privilege for us to be able to physically have the blessing to go to Israel. So I'm looking forward to that. But that also is going to renew our energy to pray and bless Israel and therefore be blessed. Our nation, I want to remind you again, for those who may have just dropped in, that this, about a year ago last May, as we moved our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and for the restored Israel, first time in 70 years after the rebirth of Israel, that we, our nation is going to get even more blessing. Get ready for extra doses of prosperity that you did not expect, that the Lord is going to be promoting more and pouring out his economic blessings over our nation. I've shared that often, but you can't repeat it enough. I really thank the Lord that our president is the kind of man that he's, in a good way, he's stubborn. And he wasn't going to listen to anybody saying, we are too chicken to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, that God has chosen Jerusalem, and we bless Israel. So our nation, United States of America, I see there is a total relationship between us blessing and telling the Jewish people and the nation of Israel, we stand with you. And it really means so much to the Jewish people. And so this is, since last May, we have blessed the capital, blessed Israel, and then the Golan Heights was recognized officially in a major document by President Trump. So those blessings lining up not only for you, but for your children and grandchildren. So I want to remember to keep on blessing Israel. So, by the way, one of the this is partly off the record, but we had about four years ago, whenever we were last time we were in Israel, there was one of the ladies that's not local here, but from another city. She had a particular kind of challenge that when medication wasn't right, it seemed like her thoughts would get scattered. And she would, one time while we were in Israel, that she wandered off. And immediately, we didn't want her to end in a dangerous place, or let her come in danger, because it's a foreign country for us. And her mind would get scattered. And so we did not want her to end up by accident being in any situation that would keep her in danger or put her in danger. And I found nowhere are the police so awake and alert that they knew every little detail of what was happening in Jerusalem. And I mean, instantly they knew where we were trying to locate. We lost track of her because her husband lost track of her because she wandered off. And the police knew immediately, I mean almost instantly, where she was. She said, "Don't worry, we have our eyes on her. And I mean, the reason I'm mentioning it is because we are praying for our police to be protected and blessed. And then when I saw, by the way, again, when I saw the police kind of being mistreated this last weekend, and something rose up in me, that's when the police are disrespected, and then there is lack of honor, that's some of those things that the devil tries to tear down so there would be disorder and chaos in a society. And so the Lord establishes peace. And part of the blessing of Abraham that we have is that there will be peace in the land so we can live and be free to share the gospel to keep the society around us and to the nations. Anyway, so this is one of the main things I wanted to emphasize tonight was let us be on guard to bless our police, law enforcement, and to put a supernatural hedge of protection around everyone who serves. And by the way, how many of you, I don't know whether you know, but when Pastor Bonnie, her dad, when she was growing up, her dad was one of the most, amazing sheriff in New Mexico, very famous. And I wanted to let you know that she grew up in law enforcement, that, and it, when I went to ask her if I could marry his daughter, know that you have seen before you a very brave man. Because this guy did not just carry all his life. He carried his six-shooter like John Wayne and walked like John Wayne. So, you see a brave man. And he said, yes, thank you, Jesus. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So let, if you are sitting with someone or sit near someone, just put your hand in a neighbor's hand. We want to just agree together. And then this was the main thing on my heart, is that I really felt that there are angels that God's going to help release, that these coming months are going to be major. Let's just say that we're going to bind the works of darkness and the spirits of violence and chaos or riot. And we put a supernatural angelic forces to protect the police who serve all across this land, those who are serving in Charlotte and our surrounding region, those in Charleston, other places, all the major key situations, Lord, in cities. We pray, basically, as we saw police being mistreated and disrespected this last week, Lord, we as watchmen on the wall, we want to lift the police forces. And we just release angels, to help protect them wherever they go. Often, Lord, where they have to go in and intervene in domestic situations, Lord, we ask for supernatural protection. Wherever they go, Lord, give them grace and protection where drugs are concerned. People who are doing drug trafficking, those who are involved in sex trafficking, Father, pull down these dark forces around our city. Any, Lord, any device, anything being done in the dark, Lord, expose all the illegal activities, all the violent activities. Thank you, Lord. Special angels to protect our police forces and the law enforcement. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. I really feel like, if you don't mind, some of you just come and stay.